Daryl M. West, the director of governance studies for the Brookings Institute, says that the U.S. and democracies around the globe are in crisis.
We should be especially worried about the current period because the rise of undemocratic elements, the rise of authoritarianism, the rise of populism, those things are not limited to the United States. They actually are a global phenomenon. It's actually shocking the number of countries that pretty recently had well-functioning democracies that have turned either illiberal and have started to dismantle democratic institutions within their own countries, or turned outright authoritarian.
West listed Poland, Turkey, Hungary, Brazil, and the Philippines as nations which have taken an authoritarian turn in recent years, even though they still hold elections. He argues in his new book, Power Politics, Trump and the Assault on American Democracy, that we need to alter the systems within our government and society that allow Donald Trump to come to power. Despite including Trump in his book's title, West says that members of the political establishment fixate too much on Trump.
Trumpism is going to outlast Trump himself. So let's say, hypothetically, Trump tomorrow announces he's retiring from politics and is never going to make another public utterance, which, of course, is hard to believe. But if that happened, the threat to American democracy is still there because all the factors that propelled Trumpism still are there. You know, the voting rights issues, income inequality, kind of the cultural divide that existed in America, the vagaries in the way we conduct our elections and actually count the votes.
West is advocating for open primaries, greater access to voter registration, instituting the national popular vote, and ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting specifically has already enabled the election of the first ever Alaska native, Mary Peltola, to a House seat in Alaska, beating out favored Republican candidate and former governor Sarah Palin. West also says that we owe a great deal of our political climate to government inaction on addressing issues like income inequality and lack of economic opportunity, both of which have ravaged the American heartland. He says that in the absence of meaningful legislation to address those issues, Trumpism will continue to fester. For KPFA here in Oakland, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan.